president.
Let's not get too political here.
I read a list about a guy I've never met. And who happens to be president of the United States.
Cool. So this is Main Event Radio, Ryan Ryder, Mikey Maggiore, The Viz, live at the Aberdeen Pavilion. We're with Bobby Lashley. Great to see you. How are you enjoying Canada so far? And
it's cold. outside of the weather, I mean, I like Canada. Anytime when I have an opportunity to come up here, I come. The fans are great. I mean, even on the independent scene, the fans are great. So it's always cool to come out here with some good energy.
It's actually warmer than usual for this time of year. Normally we'd have snow by now.
That's what they say, but I don't want to hear it. I don't believe it.
You got a nice sweater on. Maybe tomorrow's supposed to be even colder, so get a jacket.
great. But we'll be inside, so it won't be too bad.
Okay, yeah. But it's a really nice setup here at the Aberdeen Pavilion, a historic venue. Absolutely. Where the Senators played in the early 20th century of hockey and wrestling events here through the decades, and now for Impact, Bound for Glory, and multiple nights of tapings. How special has that been for you so far?
I think it's good. I think it's good for us. I'm just coming out in different territory. We've been stuck in Orlando. Not stuck. We've been in Orlando for a long time. And when you stay in an area like that, you start getting the regular fans. It's good to get a different group of fans. And I think we're going to do a lot more stuff down here in Canada. So it's good to get up here and just get our feet wet and start meeting some people.
Where's next? Toronto, Montreal?
I don't know. I've heard Toronto. I would be happy for Toronto, but we never know. We might be back in Orlando. I know we're going to go back and forth. I know Orlando is kind of our home, so we'll always be back there. But I think we'll probably venture out to some other places as we go.
How's it been like working with America's Top Team?
They're great. I've been with them for, 10 years now? My whole entire MMA career. It's a good group of guys, man. And when you go down there, I actually have an American Top Team gym myself in Denver, but the main home is down in Florida. And, man, you're talking about the best MMA training that you possibly can get. The best coaches, the best room. At any point in time you go in there, you have probably about 100 guys that are in UFC. And they're all battling. Either UFC, Bellator, or Japan. One of the top level guys. So you're going to get some good training.
Your next big fight, who's coming for you?
Who's coming for me? Who am I coming
for? Sorry, who are you going to destroy? The destroyer, who are you going to destroy?
I think I'm at the point of going after people. I don't know, man. With Bellator, we're kind of at a standstill right now. I'm 5-0 with those guys so far. And I need a fight that makes sense. I mean, I'm not just trying to keep taking fights. So I told them they have a heavyweight tournament coming. That's something to look into. There's also some big names in there. Big money fights, like Fedor is definitely one. And then anyone coming up. You know, if we're doing some cross-promotion, some boxers out there. I mean, there's some great boxers from the UK that have been kind of dabbling in, thinking about coming over. So I'm open to whatever. But it has to make sense, not just a fight.
I want to see you with a championship title, Lashley.
Yes. I know that they're starting the tournament. It's just that they had to figure out the participants for the tournament. Because I don't know if it's going to be a 4-man tournament or 8-man tournament or what. But they're trying to bring all the heavyweights together and find out what they're going to do with them.
Oh, they can make it a 64-man. I know you're going to destroy everybody.
That's the plan. If I can put this together with the wrestling, I think I can do it.
Listening to Main Event Radio, we're with Bobby Lashley at the Impact tapings in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. So, we have six sides of steel tonight. What's your pick for the main event match? Who do you think is going to walk out with the global championship?
Man, you know what? We have so many great guys here, and I, of course, should have the title. But since I don't have the title, I'm looking at the person that should have it. And right now, man, I tell you this. Eli's on fire. I've said that a million different times. Not taking anything away from Patron or Impact, Johnny Impact. Those guys are amazing right now. But for right now, I think, man, Eli is on top of his game. I mean, the guy looks like $1 million. Great on the mic. He's fighting off. He's taking on anybody. I think he's the perfect person for the job right now. And if there's somebody else that comes and knocks him off, you know what, we're going to back him also. But it's going to be hard to take the title away from Eli.
You've been working a lot with Moose coming into wrestling from the NFL. And how's his development been?
Moose is awesome. I'm going to give him credit, you know. I'm not the type of person to throw salt in anybody's game. I think Moose is really, really good. And I like fighting him. I like fighting him. So for me, whether it's MMA or wrestling, I try to find the best people and try to go after the best people because it makes the most money. And right now, on the top of the game, I'm on the top of my game, and he's on the top of his game. So I think it's only natural that we kind of have little battles. And, you know, there might be down the road, we might kind of like see eye to eye and then maybe work in alliance instead of against each other. We never know. But I'm open to anything here.
And then there's King Mo, who did the opposite of you. You going from wrestling to MMA. He went from MMA to wrestling. How do you see his development in the ring?
He's trying. He's getting there. He's getting there. It's harder to go. It's harder to go the other way. And if you come from wrestling to MMA, well, damn, I don't know which one's harder because CM Punk didn't fare too well.
Do you think Punk will fight again?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know who he's going to fight, but he has to fight somebody. I think you can't end your career with a loss. You have to have a victory. But as far as Mo, I think Mo is doing well. I think if he keeps coming over here and starts working with our guys, I don't know, because I think Mo has some big fights left to do in Bellator, so I don't know if he's going to be able to focus his time enough to stay here and actually learn and be a part of the team, or if he's going to go back and forth. I don't know, but I think they're pretty open to whatever he wants to do.
How much time do you have left on your Impact contract?
I don't know.
You don't know? Or you're not allowed to, or you can't say. You don't know, or you can't say.
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery. Okay.
It's not too much time, but I like it here. That's the one thing. I do like it here. There are some big fights and big matches that people are constantly bugging me about that I have to consider. But for right now, I mean, I like what they're doing.
Such as?
Of course, the only natural one is Brock. And whether it's fighting or wrestling, I don't really care. I think that it's a match that needs to happen. He can't, if he retires before doing that match, it's stupid. If I retire before doing that match, it's stupid. I mean, because we have to get the fans what we want. I can post a picture of my kids. I can post a picture of me eating a popsicle, and I'll have like five people say, "Man, when are you coming back to WWE? When are you going to go against Brock?" So those things that people don't actually talk about. And I'm not saying to leave Impact to do it, because as you saw with Floyd and Connor when they had a big fight, they stayed in their respective divisions and they just came over and did the one fight that made sense. And I don't see why we can't do it here.
You've worked with Vince in the past.
Yeah.
Do you think he would let you do that?
No, not unless it's under his umbrella. I'm being real with it, but I mean, it's one of those things where if the fans beg for it and want it enough, anything can happen. Because if you see like some of the guys that are coming over from the UFC, he's not saying, okay, if you come over from the UFC, you have to sign with us and that's the only thing you can do. He's saying we gotta do what makes sense. Because really, I mean, I like Brock and AJ, but what do you do there?
There's only one way to play that match. It's saving your life.
Right.
Whether it's in four sides, six sides, or the octagon, we're gonna see Lashley versus Lesnar one day.
Maybe. See, I'm gonna send Paul Heyman another tweet because I'm a Heyman guy. I started out with Paul, okay. And Paul knows. He kind of sends me. And you know what the funny thing is, and I'm gonna bring this up to Paul later on and say, you know, because Paul will reach out to me like just out of nowhere, spontaneous. I'll get a tweet from him or a text from him or something like that. And I think those are the times when Brock kind of like pisses him off a little bit. And he's like, fuck. And he sits back, all right, I'm going to call Bobby, see what Bobby's doing. And then him and Brock make up and then he disappears.
Is Brock afraid to face Lashley? Is that the case?
I think it's more of a case of Paul saying if Brock pisses him off enough and he has to bring somebody in to shut Brock up on the man. Because that's what he's been doing. And then he disappears. So I see him, oh, they made up. So now I can leave me alone. And then a time lapse a little bit, and then next thing you know, you see Paul kind of like fade a little bit, and then I get a tweet out of nowhere, a text. I'm like, oh, Paul, what's going on? And then we text for a little bit, and then he disappears again, and then they're back together. So it's kind of like the boyfriend and girlfriend when the girlfriend's pissing him off, he's like, I'm gonna go cheat on him, and then he goes out there, and then she's like, oh, baby, no, I cooked you dinner and everything, and then he comes back, oh, all right, I'm not gonna cheat on him. That's kind of where they are.
So basically, Heyman's a tease to you.
Yeah, he is. I am the side. The side chick.
Yeah. Are you okay with that?
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it.
For a limited time.
Well, you know, the side chick usually gets everything she wants at the end of the day. Because the man usually divorces his wife and leaves his family. And he ends up with the 16-year-old or 18-year-old side chick that he was running around with. I'm not 16 years old, but I think I am the side chick a little bit right now that they need.
You're listening to Main Event Radio in Ottawa for the Impact tapings. We're with Lashley. So you talked about the cold weather. What else has been your impression of Canada this time?
The food, man. Food is good.
What have you eaten so far? Impact Pizza?
Impact Pizza. Crest and Crate, they're actually really good. I'm not a really big pizza person, but I've gone over there several times, and I think the pizza's great. And then all these other little restaurants right in this area, man, we've been getting some really good food, so okay. I can put that on them. And then as the week goes on, you know, some of the guys are getting kind of like restless and everything, so we're going to get out a little bit, so we'll see another side of Canada.
Checking out the nightlife. Where are you heading in Ottawa? Where are you checking out? The wild party city that we're in right now.
They said something about, like, like whether it's Marcus Street. Is it Marcus Street or something like that? I guess it's right downtown. So I know the guys are kind of itching to go out there. We wait a little bit because we have a lot of work to do. Mm-hmm. And we look to see where we can actually get a little days off or a little lighter schedule. So I think either tonight or tomorrow night is going to be the night that everybody kind of goes out. And, of course, Friday night, it's like the end of the tour. So everybody's like...
Go all out.
Balls to the wall. Yeah.
Thank you, Lashley, for joining us today. It's great to see you, and all the best of luck in pro wrestling and MMA.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
That was so good.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, man. Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley. Will it ever happen? Lashley issuing the challenge right here on Main Event Radio to Lesnar, saying that he's Paul Heyman's side chick. That was kind of funny. I was laughing. Brock Lesnar and Lashley, I'd love to see it happen.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And he gave a shout-out, or we gave a shout-out to the Impact Pizza. Mikey, what did you think about the Impact Pizza in Ottawa at Crust and Crate?
It was good, man. It was a bit spicy, but I dug it. It was really good.
It was really good pizza. The mac and cheese was good, too.
Oh, the mac and cheese was delicious. Yeah. Elon. Shout out to Elon. He, yo. That was really good.
Yeah, he devoured it. He ate the pizza. He ate the back. He just went wild. Ooh.
Pulled pork and had jalapenos on there. Nice barbecue sauce. So, it was good, man.
No pork for me. I'm a nice Jewish boy.